Hello, this is Donnie Smith again, and we're still talking about MIG welding. This is part three, and today we're going to talk about travel speed. Travel speed is the speed that you move the gun when welding, and this can affect your welds in several ways. For example, if you go too fast, the bead probably is not going to get good penetration. It may kind of set on top rather than penetrating to the metal. And the opposite of that, if you go too slow, you know, you're going to burn holes in the metal. So kind of getting what you're comfortable with your technique, you know, that's something that you need to just practice. And you also have a travel angle. And for the travel angle, you want, you know, around 30%. This is the angle that the gun is pointed either toward or away from the direction of the gun travel. And this may be, you know, there's two methods of travel, and that's push. That's where you push the nozzle. And then there's a pull, where you're pulling the nozzle when welding. So I think the push method, you can get better penetration with that. However, myself and most of the students feel more comfortable and can perform a better weld with the pull method. So that's something you just need to experiment and practice with each direction and see what fits you best. The other angle is your work angle, and that should be at 70%, and that's the angle that the gun has in relationship to the joint being welded, and this can also affect your penetration, so you need to try to get the work angle right. Now, the only time that the angles, or, you know, you just want a 90-degree angle, and you don't really want any angles with plug welds, which we'll talk about later, but other than that, practice getting these angles right. Then we have stick out, and that is the distance from the end of the tip to the end of the electrode wire. And for the 0.023 wire like we use here in auto body, you know, on the sheet metal, you want about a quarter inch to a half inch stick out. That's what's recommended. And this can also affect your penetration. And of course, the closer, the shorter the stick out is, the more penetration you're going to get, and the further away, the less. So these are all things that, you know, is going to vary from, you know, the one welder to another. So you're going to have to just kind of practice and see what fits you the best and you know, go from there. There's not one way for everybody to weld. That's why once you get the setting set on your welder, you kind of need to set it to each independent weld, you know, welder to for your welding technique. One of the benefits of wire feed welding, MIG welding, is that it's easy to weld from all positions. In an auto body, we will weld in flat positions, vertical and horizontal, and overhead. So, and a MIG welder makes it easy to do that. Of course, flat is the easiest weld to make because all the gravity pulls your puddle and it's, you know, straight down. And overhead, of course, is going to be the hardest because you have everything, the gravity trying to pull your slag and molten metal and things like that down. So when you're welding overhead, it's a good idea to turn your heat down a little bit, and this is going to reduce the splatter, you know, and that'll keep it from clogging up the nozzle. Whenever you're doing a horizontal, you kind of want to point your nozzle tip upwards just a little bit, the opposite of the way the gravity is pulling. So kind of aim that nozzle to direct your gas and your weld up kind of the opposite way that the gravity's pulling. Well, that's about it today. Check back tomorrow and we'll have more tips for welding for you for auto body. Thank you.